When it comes to trying to wiggle out of paying for auto insurance, the creativity of some Michigan drivers seems to know no bounds. But to all those drivers who think they're getting away with auto insurance fraud, the Michigan Secretary of State has a warning. We're on to you. Secretary of State Ruth Johnson is announcing the creation of a task force to fight fraud in auto insurance all across Michigan. Secretary of State Johnson joins us now from Lansing. Welcome.
It's good to be here, Cynthia.
Tell us, how big a problem is auto insurance fraud in Michigan?
Well, we knew it was a problem, but I have to admit it's rather startling how big a problem. In 2012, I advocated for a law that passed that required insurance companies to send us information verifying policies electronically. And with that, we saw that there was a problem, so we did a one-day statewide sampling or a snapshot on a regular business day, July 31st, in 127 of our 131 branch offices. The other ones were closed. And what we found was amazing. We looked at every paper certificate that we got, which that day was 3,400, and in over half the counties, we found problems. 552 were invalid or fraudulent. That's 16.1%. And the rest of us are paying for that.
This is happening all over the state. I saw one figure. Was I correct that in Chippewa County, 60% of the certificates were fraudulent?
Yes, it's Upper Peninsula, Lower Peninsula, and all over the state that day, over half the counties had substantial invalid and fraudulent insurance certificates. And they're anywhere from somebody trying to game the system, they use a little whiteout or do something to try to not have to pay insurance. But we've also found this very sophisticated, elaborate schemes that seem very organized. I mean, we had one person who advertised fake insurance on Craigslist. He's been charged by the Eaton County prosecutor. He faces possibly, if he's found guilty, up to 15 years in prison. We had 32 people turn in fake insurance certificates with an official-looking QR computer code on it so you can use your smartphone to read it. But when you scan it, it takes you to a document that reads, "Llamas are so cool." Somebody even set up a fake help desk so that when our staff called to verify the insurance, the fake help desk said, "Oh, yeah, that person has insurance. That's correct." And luckily, our staff is very astute. They called the corporation to make sure the insurance corporation, their head office, and found out that it was a fake. We've had former insurance agent using old company's forms. And recently, we had a car dealership selling phony policies, so we worked hard with law enforcement to close that dealership down. And the cost to Michiganians is just incredible. It has grown from 47% in 2007 to 2011. So all of the honest people of this state that are paying extra money on their insurance equals $220 million in 2012 to cover people that aren't insured.
So this is what you'd become aware of, because I'd wondered why were you digging into this problem? Now, clearly you were aware of it. You did the action in 2012 to try to get that safety check, if you will, electronically from insurance companies. So you'd become aware that this was a growing problem.
We did, just watching how much the statewide fund that we have to all pay in to settle claims from accidents when no one has insurance has risen at dramatic rate. But what we didn't know is the sophistication of some of these, and we're really cracking down. We're aggressively suspending registrations where there's invalid or fraudulent certificates. And in 2011, that was 431. Today, we've done this year more than 10 times that. And we are working on our FAIR initiative, the task force. We're going after people that are cheating the system and cheating their neighbors. Can you imagine thinking that you've bought insurance, doing everything right, and then when you have a claim, an accident, you find out you have no insurance? It can be economically devastating for people.
I'm wondering, as you talk to your counterparts in other states, is this happening as much in other states?
I can't say it's happening as much in most of the other states. The guesstimate is that Michigan is the seventh worst in the nation for insurance scams, so for cars. So we are going to stop it with this FAIR initiative. We are going at these kinds of problems with great zeal because we know it impacts every person in Michigan. It drives up the costs. It's really unfair to rip somebody off. And it's unfair to say you have insurance when you don't and make your neighbors pay for your insurance by way of an extra fee that goes into the statewide fund to cover those accidents to the tune of $220 million a year.
Why is it you think we're seventh worst in the nation?
You know, I'm not sure why we're one of the worst, but I can tell you this, that number's going to change dramatically with what we're doing, and we are going to keep going. We'll never stop until these people are stopped.
I have to wonder aloud, could we not make an argument that the real root of this fraud is the high rate of auto insurance, that money is always behind everything? Is it past time for state leaders to tackle the problem of the high rate of auto insurance that drivers all over Michigan are feeling?
You know, what's interesting is even where insurance is the very lowest cost in the state, you still have this kind of fraud going on. What we do know is if we don't tackle this fraud now and get it nipped in the bud, is that we'll all be paying more and more and more that are honest into this fund. I know the legislature's looking into some other ideas now, but as long as we have people cheating even in some of the lowest cost areas, we're all paying for it, and those prices are going to continue to escalate, and it's simply not fair.
Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, thanks so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.